good deal. You pull it off and he's finished in Gotham.
But I'll only do it for lots of cash. You're the strongest in the country. You can afford it.
You got it, Captain. Make a fool out of Batman, and we'll kick in a cool million.
Next morning, in the home of Bruce Wayne, where Dick Grayson has just arrived on vacation from Hudson University.
Your breakfast, sir. And your paper.
Thank you, Alfred.
What's the news, Bruce? I think both of you will be interested in the challenge on page one.
Tell the Catwoman, maybe she can keep me from capturing her. She phoned her roof for the paper.
Only one possible answer to that, right, Bruce?
Check it. We're going to accept her challenge.
The following day, Bruce and Dick, secretly the Batman and Robin, don disguises to travel aboard the train on which the Feline Fury has boasted she will begin her journey.
Look at the mob that's here, hoping to see the Catwoman and Batman.
Don't the fools realize we're going to travel in disguise?
As the train begins its trip, a bearded man stands near the water cooler.
Sooner or later, everyone on the train will get a drink. And I'll retrieve the paper cups and discos while Robin takes the other one.
Finally, in the baggage car where the dynamic duo has set up a crime lab.
I've checked everyone in my coach, Batman. No one has the Catwoman's fingerprints.
Wait. Here's the one. Elderly lady in a green hat. She's really the Catwoman.
Moments later, the disguised crime fighter sits beside the suspect.
Here's the line. Are you Catwoman? Snap on the cuffs.
Batman.
Several set up along the route in case she needed to use them. But notice the unusual shape of this net.
Right. It's woven like a giant cat's cradle.
The chase continues to the Mississippi River, where the Batman and Robin don new disguises aboard the riverboat Southern Maine.
Okay, Batman. How do we find the Catwoman this time?
We checked out all the women. Seems a likely suspect. But she might be disguised as a man. Let's walk around looking up, as if we see something interesting.
I did. Other folks will look up to see what we're gaping at. Spot her yet?
No, I... Wait. There she is.
Snatching a hat from a young man, the Batman reveals the raven hair of the Catwoman.
You were too curious, Catwoman. When you looked up, I could see you had no Adam's apple, which meant you were probably a woman.
Get him, man!
Okay, Catwoman, stand up! Stop!
No, the Catwoman had her bully boy standing by, huh? Well, let's see if there's enough room to swing at these cats.
Hey, clean it out, Robin! Caught the Batman off balance! Over he goes!
Robin.
You were KO'd and tossed in.
the men were making the payoff.
A few hours later, at a field near Gotham City.
You did it, Catwoman!
It's your death, Catwoman, boy.
And we're here to pay you.
Thanks, gentlemen. Batplane!
What? Watch it! They're dropping a big net!
That does it, Robin. We've netted the whole group. Top gang leaders all.
This was the real payoff. A net full of four fish. And one of them a catfish.
Batman and Robin match wits with the Riddler in a game where the stakes are life itself. If music be the food of death. One sunny day in April, Dick Grayson, home from college for spring vacation, strolls in Gotham City's famous Center Park. Glancing up, he sees a small airplane overhead, skylighting, tracing a strange message in the sky.
What does that say?
Young man, can you make out what that plane is writing?
I think so, but it doesn't make any sense.
What makes the car go? Is that what it says? How odd. Sounds like a riddle.
It sure does. A riddle. Wow. Excuse me, man.
A very short time later, a door flies open in the study of Bruce Wayne.
Batman!
Dick, what's wrong?
Not Dick, not now. Time for Robin and Batman. The Riddler!
Where?
I saw him in the sky, a plane, skywriter.
Trying to reach him.
Sure. Wants to give you a clue, as usual, to what he's going to do.
Who's again?
Don't only ever heard.
Don't underestimate him, Robin. He's a brilliant criminal. What will you do?
What makes the car go?
What makes the car go? That's not a thing. Not a thing.
No.
Love's illusions I recall, I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Our old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow It's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
Oh, Now I'm gone to pass. that's a perfect example of the elusiveness of some of the little hunting tricks, because the slightest disturbance for instance, that sound that happens once a day at noon, it's a long car ride down to have to pick it up again. Well, there have been some other missed opportunities too. I mean, for instance, the other day we were trying to hit foghorn. That meant getting up to what, 5 miles?
Thank you. not a little doot-de-doober, you know, just a little doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-do, I feel wonderful.
Do I feel bad?
Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot, I feel like smiling.
I feel like getting mad. I'm feeling crosser than a
chair.
And I don't care.
Hey, Ernie, singing that song made me feel so much better. I really feel fine now.
You do?
Yeah, I sure do. Hey, come on, let's sing that song one more time, huh?
No thanks, Bert.
No? But singing it made me so happy, come on!
Yeah, Bert, but I kind of feel sad now.
Sad?
You know how your feelings can sort of change around?
Yeah?
Well, I'm kind of sad now.
Oh, well, Ernie, I just feel hunky-dory.
Hunky-dory, Bert?
Yes, I do. Oh, do-do-do-do-do, I feel wonderful.
Do I feel bad?
Do I feel like smiling?
I feel like getting mad.
I feel so good, I'm laughing.
Me, I'm feeling closer than a bear.
Do I feel wonderful?
And I don't care.
You know, I felt bad, but just singing about it seems to help.
I feel a lot better now.
That's great. I feel terrific, Ernie.
Me too, Bert.
You know what, Ernie? We've been so worried about our own feelings, we forgot to say hello to the people listening to this record. We didn't ask how they were feeling.
Yeah, you're right, Bert. Let's do it now.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hello out there.
How you feeling? How you do?
Do you feel wonderful? Feel bad. Do you feel like smiling? Or feel like getting mad? Do are you laughing? Laughing is the thing to do. We hope you're feeling wonderful, 'cause we love you.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy, was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. No verdict was returned. And while Lenin read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune.